Today is Wednesday, January 22nd. Good morning from the Civic Media Newsroom. I'm Joanne Krulotz. Richland County Board of Supervisor Chair Dave Turk began last night's board meeting with a moment of silence in the memory of Board Supervisor for District 3, Marty Brewer, who died this past week. The board then passed a resolution of condolence to the family. Marty Brewer served Richland County as a County Board Supervisor from April 15, 2014 through April 19, 2020, County Board Chair from April 20, 2020 through April 16, 2024, and County Board Supervisor from April 16, 2024 until his death on January 16, 2025. Interim County Administrator Derek Kalish reported that the search is ongoing for a new administrator and finance director. The wage study is also in the final stages. Kalish and Interim Assistant County Administrator Josh Elder gave an update on the radio tower project. After meeting with the project officials, it was reported the project is 65 to 70% complete and should be finished sometime in August of this year. A contract for a water reservoir study with Delta 3 for Pine Valley Community Village was approved. The DNR is requiring Pine Valley to repair the water reservoir as there is rebar showing inside the tank. Conduit needs repaired and isolation values need to be replaced. The cost for this study is $15,500 and it is in two phases to be paid for by the Pine Valley Capital Improvement Fund. It was noted that this reservoir supplies the drinking water to Pine Valley but continues to pass testing and is safe to drink. Richland County Health and Human Services has created two new positions in their budget. One position is in the Behavioral Health Unit and is for a Recovery Services Coordinator who would be tasked with providing services to those seeking recovery services for AODA issues. Grant funding is available that would fund the position and would only continue if grant funding is sustained. The second position is for the Economic Support Unit of Health and Human Services, which has 12 economic support specialists, but there is a need for additional supervision of the unit beyond what the manager is able to do. With the elimination of a worker, the creation of the economic support supervisor would fund the position and provide an additional level of support and supervision to the workers without the need for additional levy. The Richland County Board of Supervisors approved the job descriptions for an economic support supervisor and a recovery services coordinator. Also passed by the Richland County Board of Supervisors last night were provider contracts for 2025 for Health and Human Services with Diane's AFH of Arena for $135,000 to provide adult family home services for comprehensive community services consumers being served by the Behavioral Health Services Unit. With Haley Schneider of La Crosse for $140,000 to provide medication management and individual outpatient services for consumers being served by the Behavioral Health Services Unit. With You Are Enough Counseling LLC of Avoca for $125,000 to provide psychotherapy recovery planning, individual skills, development, wellness management, and AODA services to comprehensive community services consumers being served by the Behavioral Health Services Unit. And with Driftless Counseling LLC of Viroqua for $1.5 million to provide psychotherapy recovery planning, individual skills development, wellness management, and AODA services to comprehensive community services consumers being served by the Behavioral Health Services Unit. For opioid grant funding to the Richland County Sheriff's Office in the amount of $6,000 for prevention efforts, treatment, and recovery efforts, and to establish a DARE program for Ithaca schools. Fund transfers from the Simons Projects Fund, donations to the Simons operating budget in the amount of $1,400. To accept donations from the Simons Recreation Complex Foundation to the Simons Recreation Complex in the amount of $11,015. The 2025 Educator Contract and Memorandum of Understanding between Richland County and UW-Madison Division of Extension, and formal endorsements to both Laval Telephone Cooperative and Richland Grant Telephone Cooperative to apply for Wisconsin Public Service Commission's Broadband Equity Access and Development, or BEAD program. The Board of Supervisors also passed an ordinance adopting a comprehensive plan for 2024 to 2034 for Richland County. In other action, the board voted to appoint Steve Caro to the Committee on Committees to fill the vacancy left by the resignation of Ken Renish. The board also recognized the retirement of Kathy Dobbs for her 37 years of service to the Department of Health and Human Services. A Muscadet man lost his life in a vehicle crash Monday. Early Monday morning at approximately 3:24, the Richland County Dispatch received a 911 call stating there was a vehicle that appeared to be involved in a rollover crash on Dieter Hollow Drive just off Goplin Hill Road. Upon deputies' arrival, Jacob Crook, 24, of Muscadet, was located trapped inside the vehicle with the vehicle on its side. Deputies were able to extract Crook to attempt life-saving measures. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The sheriff's office was assisted by Richland Fire and EMS. The crash is still under investigation by the Richland County Sheriff's Office. Jacob Crook, 24, of Muscadet, formerly of Richland Center, died Monday as a result of the crash. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 until 4 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Last Friday, the Richland, Iowa Grant Drug Task Force executed a residential search warrant on West Madison Street in the city of Platteville. The execution of the search warrant was conducted with the assistance of the Southwest Wisconsin Emergency Response Team and the Platteville Police Department. The search warrant was partially based on multiple neighborhood complaints of large amounts of traffic in and out of the house. As a result, the occupants of the home, D'Angelo Ross, age 26, and Elena Sweet, age 19, both of Platteville, were arrested and are being held at the Grant County Jail on probation violations. The search warrant uncovered large quantities of illegal substances, including cocaine, OxyContin pills, psilocybin mushrooms, a large amount of marijuana, and marijuana products. Investigators found the residence is within 1,000 feet of a school and a park, which is an additional violation of state statute. There were also three juveniles present in the residence at the time of the search warrant. Ross was out on bond in reference to multiple open criminal cases. Both Ross and Sweet were on active probation. Based on this investigation, this matter will be referred to the Grant County District Attorney's Office with the recommendation that D'Angelo Ross be charged with one count each of possession with intent to deliver narcotics, cocaine, psilocybin mushrooms, and THC. Three counts of child neglect, maintaining a drug trafficking house, possession of drug paraphernalia, distributing a controlled substance near a school and park, delivery of THC less than 200 grams, and multiple counts of felony bail jumping. This matter is also being referred with the recommendation that Elena Sweet be charged with maintaining a drug house, possession with intent to deliver THC, and distributing a controlled substance near a school and park. Governor Tony Evers will deliver his 2025 State of the State address tonight at 7. The governor also announced he will deliver his 2025-27 biennial budget message on Tuesday, February 18th at 7. Civic Media will be providing special coverage of the State of the State address, airing the speech live across the network with pre- and post-speech coverage featuring anchors Todd Albaugh and Pat Kreitlow, political editor Dan Schaefer, and reporters Lisa Hale and James Kelly tonight. Tune in to WRCE 107.7 FM or 1450 AM, online at civicmedia.us, on the Civic Media app, and streaming on Civic Media's YouTube channel.